Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. Today's story entitled, The Ass and the Lamb Dog. There was once an ass whose master also owned a lamb dog. This dog was a favorite and received many a pat and kind words from his master, as well as choice bites from his plate. Every day the dog would run to meet the master, frisking playfully about and leaping up to lick his hands and face. All this the ass saw with much discontent. Though he was well fed, he had much work to do. Besides, the master hardly ever took any notice of him. Now the jealous ass got it into his silly head that all he had to do to win his master's favor was to act like the dog. So one day he left his stable and clattered eagerly into the house. Finding his master seated at the dinner table, he kicked up his heels and with a loud bray pranced giddily around the table, upsetting it as he did so. Then he planted his forefeet on his master's knees and rolled out his tongue to lick the master's face, as he had seen the dog do. But his weight upset the chair, and ass and man rolled over together in the pile of broken dishes from the table. The master was much alarmed at this strange behavior of the ass, and calling for help, soon attracted the attention of the servants. When they saw the danger the master was in from the clumsy beast, they set upon the ass and drove him with kicks and blows back to the stable. There they left him to mourn the foolishness that had brought him nothing but a sound beating. Behavior that is regarded as agreeable in one is very rude and impertinent in another. Do not try to gain favor by acting in a way that is contrary to your own nature and character. I invite you to listen to the continuation of this episode of Lantern, and we'll learn more about this story.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iRabi English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and it's my pleasure to be with you today. Well, the story we just listened to is about imitation and its problematic and probable harms that can come to a person. First of all, this point should be made that there are two types of imitations in Islam. The first, which is about ijtihad, is when we as Muslims who don't have specialty in our religious issues imitate a mujtahid, possessing full qualifications and having high enough knowledge about religious rules. Ijtihad is the sabr law and is a kifa'i obligation on all the Muslims. Kifayi obligation means some type of obligation that you are supposed to do it if you can. So in this type of imitation, a person who is not specialist in religion imitates or follows a mujtahid who has spent his life on learning about religion. That is the good and even obligatory type of imitation. But we have another type of imitation, which is the reverse. When somebody starts to follow the ways or acts of another person with no logical background, Islam has emphasized on this issue over and over that people should think about what they are doing and then decide about it. About worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are several verses in the Holy Book of Quran that encourage people to think first and then decide about their faith. All of such verses indicate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants humans to think and choose their way according to what they find to be right. Let's have a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Okay, dear listeners, welcome back. You are listening to Lantern from iRabe English Radio. Today we talk about imitation and two types of it, and we said that Islam has frequently encouraged Muslims to think and not imitate others without thinking, even in the most religious matters. One of the famous hadith in this regard is that of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who said, "ما كنت أعبد ربا لم أراه." I don't worship the God I don't see. This hadith has got several lessons to give. One possible lesson is that Imam Ali alayhi salam does not accept imitating even in worshipping God, and he says he does so only when he comes to see his God. This means that when he finds and when he discovers the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by himself and not through the words of others. We can conclude that in our religion, even the most major issues like Tawheed are to be proven for a person himself or herself, and they shouldn't imitate others without thinking. Prophet Ibrahim's story is another reason for what we said about imitation. When he asked his uncle and relatives about the reason to worship idols, they responded, وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَبِدِينَ. We found our fathers worshipping them. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 53. You see how much imitation of others can harm a person. And about the case of Prophet Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his relatives, they followed their traditional religion without thinking and with no logical justification. The consequence of their imitation was their lack of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence the fire of hell. Okay, dear listeners, that's all the time we've got for today's episode. Today we talked about imitation and types of it, and we said that imitation can be either good or bad, and we said that bad imitation is something that could lead into corruption and in bad ending. And we said that friendship is an important factor in determining one person's life and choices, and that we should not imitate our friends, and we should in fact be very careful about who to select as a friend, because a friendship relationship definitely would influence the way we think, and it might lead to blind imitation. So thank you very much for being with us in this episode. I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.